Hello everyone, let's get started. It's exactly 2:15 p.m. I see we have some more people coming in, but I have a lot of material to cover, so let's get started. My name is Marina Kolomiec, and I am thrilled to see so many people here. I'm one of the program managers who work on Cloud PBX, specifically on call management. And today it's my pleasure to talk to you about the new features that we are putting out in Cloud PBX. Namely, we're going to be talking today about auto attendance, business hours, menu options, call queuing capabilities that are coming out in Cloud PBX, and I will run you through a couple of demos. Last but not the least, we will talk about the timing of all these features and when it's going to be coming out in public preview, what's our projections for general availability. And of course, there will be a questions and answer session afterwards. So auto attendance. Auto attendance is a much anticipated feature in Cloud PBX. What is it? It is, as we all know, otherwise we would not be in this room, the first customer-facing element of your business line setup. It is, in Cloud PBX, auto attendant is a virtual receptionist that takes the calls, interacts with the callers, and helps the callers to guide their call to their appropriate destination. It also comes with capabilities like dial by name and dial by extension, which basically lets your callers to get to the person they need right away without being put on hold, without having a receptionist transfer them. And it also comes with a set of interactive prompts that will help your caller to reach the right destination. In Cloud PBX, auto attendants will be able to have toll-free numbers or service numbers, which you can either acquire from Microsoft and have new numbers, or you can keep using your existing numbers with porting of your numbers to Microsoft. And this is something I will show you how to do in our admin UI. It comes with dial by name feature embedded by default. Dial by name feature is also known as directory search. Basically, you can reach your party by saying or entering their name. It also comes with fully customizable greetings and menus. We will offer you either text to speech in 27 languages, or you can upload your own audio files. And operator option also comes embedded in auto attendant, and you can point it to either call queue or to a user or to an external PSTN number. As I mentioned, you will get two modes of user input, either DTMF, the normal keypad entry, or speech recognition in 14 languages. And of course, it comes with admin UI in the web portal that we all know very well. And it also comes with a full set of PowerShell commandlets. For those of us who love to use PowerShell, who love scripts, we all got to have our tools and toolbox. So let's look at the auto attendance. Auto attendance will find its home in the new tab in the LAC UI, in the admin UI that we are using for Skype for Business Administration. This call routing tab is not available yet. It's not there in general availability, but eventually, once we GA with this, every tenant who has Cloud PBX or E5, because Cloud PBX is included in E5, will see this tab. And under this tab, there will be at least two features, auto attendance and its sibling feature, call queue. Creating your auto attendant is very simple. Just press the add button, and you will see this little screen with a very simple basic setup for your auto attendant. All it would need a name and a number. Everything else is already preset. If the basic setup that you are looking forward to, this page will provide it for you. Phone numbers. As I mentioned, your auto attendants will be able to get toll-free numbers and service numbers assigned to them. And you will also be able to assign multiple numbers to your auto attendants. There are many cases where you're going to need to assign a toll-free number to your auto attendant for your long-distance callers, and also a local service number for your local callers. And you can either get these numbers from Microsoft, and there will be new numbers, but if you have a number that you've been using for years and years and your customers know about it, and you want to keep using it, by all means, this number can be ported to Microsoft, and you can keep reusing this number. And additionally, we will give you an ability to create auto attendants with no PSTN number assigned to them. These auto attendants will be callable on their SIP addresses. In many cases, you want to have some internal setup that only your employees can call up, and this is such an opportunity just to have it addressable by SIP address. Language support. As I mentioned, you will be able to choose from 27 languages. 14 out of those 27 languages also have speech recognition available for them. And I will show a full list of supported languages later on. And once you select a language, the system will greet the callers and will speak to the callers in this language. We have quite a bit to select from. For example, you can see that we have different flavors of English. We actually do support Arabic and a lot of other languages as well. Greetings and menus. There are default greetings and menus supplied in the basic auto attendant, so you do not have to change it. If you, however, do wish to change it, you have two options. You can either upload your audio files for greetings and menus, or you can just use text-to-speech for your greeting or menu. Basically, type it in right here, and the system will render it in the language that you chose. Right now, we are only supplying female voices out of the box for every language. That will change. Eventually, we will have a male voice option as well. We are working on this. So you will be able to select the best voice for your situation. Dial by name feature. Dial by name feature is the most basic feature which is embedded in auto attendant. And it will let your callers to either say or enter the name of their destination. And your caller will be transferred to this person. We do support two modes of entry. You can either say a name or you will be able to type it in. The search goes first name, last name, or just by last name. And you will have to, your callers will have to use zero to indicate a space between first name and last name. The good part of it is that you do not have to type in the entire name. You do not have to do it. It will work with a partial match. And in case you will have more than one match, it will present the caller with a disambiguation menu of the names. In addition, it will present extra information from the Active Directory, whatever you specify, to help the caller decide which person they actually want to reach. A lot of questions come up about hybrid situations and whether my on-premise users, Skype for Business users, will also be reachable with Dial by Name. The answer to this question is yes, and I will actually demonstrate this capability by trying to find myself. I am myself an on-premise user. I'm located in Canada, and not everybody in Canada has been moved to online yet. We are actually in a hybrid situation ourselves, and we are using the auto attendant feature inside of our office to try out all the scenarios. Who can be reached by Dial by Name? Everybody in your Active Directory who at least has a callable SIP address. The user does not have to be enterprise voice enabled, and they do not have to have a PSTN number assigned. The same goes for online user. If your user is online user and does not have a PSTN number assigned to him or her, they can still be called with Dial by Name. Operator option. In many cases, the caller uses the system, goes through the menu options, uses a couple of levels and just gets frustrated or does not think it's getting him or her where they want to be. Operator option provides your users a way to break out of the system, to break out of the call flow and speak to a real person at the end of the line. Basically, it's not a required field, it's optional. You do not have to have it. And you can still have a functional auto-attendant even without this option. But your operator, if you choose to set it up, is automatically mapped to key zero. You can change it later in the menu. I will show you how. But it's automatically mapped to key zero. And if the person wants to break out, either pressing zero, saying zero, or saying keyboard operator in their language will break them out and put them into the flow to speak to an operator person. Again, it can be a real user or it can be a queue, a call queue. Operator is also used as a sort of like a safety blanket option. Sometimes there are situations where a person is trying to speak to the system, but the system cannot recognize the speech, having trouble with this, or the user goes silent at the end of the line, or the user keeps choosing an option which does not exist. The system will let the user try it for a while, and after three attempts, you can actually modify how many, but by default, after three attempts, this caller will be sent to operator to speak to a real person. And this is all you need to set up your very basic auto attendant. You can save it as it is, and it will be completely functional. It will pick up your Active Directory, and the connection will be made. It will be ready almost immediately, and you can actually test it with this test button out of the box. What happens when you press this test button? Your Skype for Business client will pop up and you can call your new instance of auto attendant almost immediately. And as promised, here is the full list of languages that we support for text-to-speech and speech recognition. These support almost all variations of English. We support French, France, French-Canadian. We support Italian, German, two variations of Spanish, Mexico. Spanish-Mexico is on the list as well. We do support the entire group of Scandinavian languages. We also support Dutch, Portuguese, Russian, Polish. Out of Asian languages, we do support Japanese, Korean, Chinese, we support Mandarin, Taiwan. We support Cantonese as well. We also support the Mandarin as it is spoken in Taiwan. Our set of languages for speech recognition is a bit smaller. There are only 14 of them. We are working on increasing this as well. So this list will only grow. And of course, everything that you can do in admin UI, you can do with PowerShell commandlets and more. Basically, your PowerShell commandlets will always, always accompany your auto-attendant and admin UI, and they will provide you a more granular control over things that you need to set. For example, with commandlets, you can easily swap the domain, you can reset your SIP address, you can repoint it to use a different voice if that's what you want. There are a lot of things that you will be able to do with PowerShell commandlets. For our admin UI, we are aiming towards providing our users a streamlined path to success. There will always be a simple path for them to set it up and have it functional. There will be, of course, a place for the admins who need to modify and tune their details to dig in and do a little bit more complicated things, but we will always, always give you the very simple path to success. This is all great. But what if a company needs something more complicated? What if a company needs to be treating calls differently, whether they arrive at the business hours or after hours? What happens if a company has a complicated departmental setup that the caller needs to be able to navigate? What if the company needs to have something like an IVR talking to the caller and directing their call accordingly? Cloud PBX will have business hours and menu options as well. And we will be introducing business hours embedded in auto attendant and other calling capabilities. And this is an example of how the user interface for auto attendant will look like. Basically, using this custom business hours control, you can select your business hours just by moving your mouse and highlighting the times of the days that you want. Basically, you can select more than one set of business hours. If you want to highlight a lunch in this control and black out your lunch, you can do that. If you want to mark up a siesta time, you can do this as well. And of course, PowerShell commandlets will give you even more flexibility. In PowerShell commandlets, you can do everything you can do in UI plus more. You can go down the granularity and set your business hours in minutes and 15 minutes. Well, in UI, your control allows you to, a very easy way to block off the time. And once you have business hours, you need to be able to do call treatments, different call treatments for different business hours. So we will be providing you a set of capabilities to customize your call handling for business hours. For example, you can have a different greeting for the call that arrives during business hours, which you can create by rendering with text-to-speech or by uploading your audio files. And this greeting is actually optional. You do not have to have it. As far as the call handling goes, you will be able to disconnect your call for whatever reason. You will be able to redirect your call. You will be able to send your call to another call queue, another auto attendant, a person, or another number. And if you need to have something more complicated, you will be able to set up menu options. What is menu options? It's basically a little menu that the caller hears. Press one for sales, press two for services, for operator press zero, stay on the line, and so on and so on. You will be able to do it right in this setup. The menu options will be available for business hours and for after hours as well. So you have flexibility what you set up. The menu options prompt can be created either with audio or just by typing in. And our text-to-speech APIs will render it in the language chosen by you. Dial by name option, you can unselect it. It doesn't have to be there. In many cases, you actually do not want your people be reached by dial by name after hours. And this dial by name option will eventually be joined by its brother dial by extension option as well. As far as editing menu prompts. As you can see, this little control gives you capability of map the destination to the key. If you, you can see that operator is preset to be zero, but you can change it. You can move it to a different key. Two is set to a person, Miguel Silva. And you can see that you can give it a little name, like billing. So what is this billing? Billing is the name of your menu option, and it is also a speech recognition key. If your user says billing, it will be the same as if the user pressed two or said two, and the call will be transferred to the destination. You can also point your option to a call queue. An example would be six. Select six to go to a call queue, which is PSTN front. Fraud hunt group. And you can actually achieve multi-level menus by chaining them. Option seven is pointing to another auto attendant, customer service auto attendant. And that attendant in its own can also have a layer of menu options. So to your callers, it would look like they have multi-level menus. Star is mapped to repeat menu. And the pound sign is mapped to go one level back for the menus. You will have the same set of options for after hours. You can also create your greeting either with audio or text to speech, or you can choose to have none for after hours. If all you want is to disconnect the call for after hours, you can do it. You can redirect the call just like you can do it for business hours. And you will have the ability to have the same menu options as you had in business hours, if that's what you want. Okay, time for a little demo. Okay, so a lot of you are probably very familiar with this portal. This is the Skype for Business Administration portal. And this is the new tab that I was talking to. This tab contains auto attendance, and it also contains call queues. So this is where these two new features will live. And before we can create auto attendance or call queues, we actually have to have service numbers for them. We cannot assign user numbers to auto attendance and call queues, and the reason for that is that auto attendance and call queues usually get high concurrent volume coming in, and your normal user number cannot handle this volume. So you will have to acquire or port a service number or toll-free number, which is a service number. So let me show very quickly how you can do it. If you go to voice tab, you will see the phone number tab. And here you have an option to acquire a new service number. Let's do it right now. The service numbers that you're going to be acquiring, by the way, are the same that you would be acquiring for Conference Bridges. There are no difference. It's the same number. So if you have a number which is good for Conference Bridge, you can just reuse this number. So let's see. Let's go to Canada. I live in Vancouver, so let's pick Vancouver number. You can acquire more than one number at a time. Yep, there was a number in the inventory, so we can just acquire it. Okay, that's great. It's that easy, the number has been acquired. Let's actually find this number. Okay, yep, it's here, good. So let's put it on top of auto attendant. Let's name it Vancouver. Here is my 604 number, which I just acquired. This is Vancouver area code number. I'm gonna choose to use English Canadian version, and I'm gonna modify my welcome message. Okay. So my prompt says to reach your party by name, enter it now, followed by the pound sign. This is basically preset for you to use dial by name. Operator is optional, but in case you want to use operator, let's actually select our operator. Okay, this is my operator, and the system knows that operator has been selected. So it basically modified my default prompt. Okay. So, let's actually see how the call looks like. And what I'm gonna demonstrate. Is calling to Vancouver real instance. I will attempt to find myself.
Welcome to Microsoft Vancouver. Please dial your party's name, followed by pound key. Transferring your call to Marina Kolomiet.
It found me. My name is Marina, so there was only a single match. Let's send it to voicemail.
Please leave a message for
Marina Kolomiet.
After the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Okay, so I am on-prem user. I have not been migrated yet. And the dial by name that we are using internally in Vancouver office was able to find me. And this is something that we really want to give to the customers. We are working very hard to bring this capability of this cloud connector to our customers. But that was a simple case. There was a single match. What happens if we do something more complicated? Let's try it again.
Welcome to Microsoft Vancouver. Please dial your party's name, followed by pound key.
I'm going to try and find somebody else.
I have found four similar names. For Sean Olson, press 1. For Sean Aldridge, press 2. For Sean Alkett, Gafkin Inc., press 3. For Sean Oliver, AIM Consulting Group, Washington, press 4.
So it basically found four matches based on the partial name that I entered. I can choose from any of them, but what if...
For Sean Olson, press 1.
Asks me again.
For Sean Aldridge, press 2. For Sean Alkett, Gafkin Inc., press 3.
I don't think I want
For
to
Sean Oliver, AIM Consulting Group, Washington, press 4.
Yeah, so I hear four options, but none of them is my guy. So what I want to do, I want to press 0.
Let me transfer you to operator.
To speak to a live person.
Thank you for calling Microsoft Vancouver Development Center. Please stay on the line to speak to the next available representative.
And this is a call queue which I set up as an operator. That's a real call queue which needs a call VX.
Hello.
And somebody at the reception just picked it up. So this is how it works for dial by name. And this is something that we are looking to bring you very, very soon. I will speak about the dates for this to show up to our preview customers later on. In fact, this is the feature that a select group of our customers are already using. They're just driving the functionality for us. We are looking to put it to use to a larger group of customers very, very soon. So I basically demonstrated to you how operator can play together with a call queue. And let's talk about call queues in a little bit more details. What are they? Call queues in Cloud PBX, they will give you a simple call queue capability and automated call distribution capability as well. It basically makes sure that there are no abandoned calls, that all the calls that are coming in are queued up and they are distributed to the best available person. No calls are dropped. The people spend least amount of time possible on hold. Call queues in Cloud PBX. Call queues in Cloud PBX will have much the same abilities as auto attendance. You will be able to put a toll-free number on top of call queue, and you will also be able to put a local service number on top of a call queue. You will be able to add agents to the queue to handle the calls, and the agents will have inbuilt out-of-the-box anonymity. What does it mean? It means that your callers, once they actually get to talk to the person, they will not see or know personal details of your employees. Your employees, the call takers, will be hidden behind the name of the call queue. You will be able to customize greetings, and you will be able to put a different custom music on hold to every single call queue that you wish. We will also give you a few call distribution method and call control options. For example, what happens if the call has been waiting in the queue too long? What happens if your queue is full and a new call arrives? You will be able to set how you escalate the calls and how you handle the calls. And of course, it will come with a full set of UI controls and PowerShell commandlets as well. Just like before, you can see that call queue will live under the call routing tab. It's a sibling of auto attendant in this sense. Phone numbers, the same situation as with auto attendants. Yes, you can put toll-free numbers. Yes, you can put local service numbers. Yes, you can put multiple numbers on top of your call queue. Yes, you can keep your current numbers with number porting, which I will demonstrate in the second demo. And you will be able to have call queues with no PSTN number assigned at all. And that will be very useful for you once you start putting together your menus. You don't have to have a number for every single menu option that points to a call queue. You can just point to the SIP addresses and send the calls to SIP address. Now, it's definitely cheaper. Greetings and music on hold. You can use audio files for your call queues, and a greeting is not required. It's an optional field. You can set a custom music on hold for every queue, but we will supply a default music on hold file. So if you want the simplest setup possible, you don't have to do anything. Just keep everything as it is. Call agents. Who can be set as a call agent for the call queue? Your users, both on-prem and online, can be set as call agents for the call queue as long as they are enterprise-enabled. They have to have enterprise voice license. It is not like dial by name. Dial by name will reach every user that is reachable. Your call agents will have to have the enterprise voice license to be part of the call queue. And you can either add single users, or you can add users in distribution lists or security groups. And if you choose to use your existing distribution lists, they will be automatically synced up by the system. Meaning, if you add a person to a distribution list or you remove a person from a distribution list, this person will be automatically added or removed from a call queue. And we will be putting it into preview with the ability to add up to 50 people as call queue agents. This is not the final number. This is the min bar that we're going to put it out and see and have the customers try it out. The eventual scale will depend heavily on the customer feedback that we're going to have. They are trying to reach the sweet spot with the scale. As far as the scale goes, if you need additional scale, there will be a way for the company to buy additional scale. I should also mention that a single person can be a call agent for multiple queues. We will support that. And as I already said, my call agents will all be anonymous to the callers. We will give you a few call distribution methods, starting with attendant routing. Now, attendant routing is the simplest call distribution method that will ring all call agents at the same time, unless those call agents put themselves on Do Not Disturb or they are actually offline. Then they will not be called. As you can see, I have three agents, Alice, Bob, and Cody. Alice and Cody got called, but Bob did not get called. The second method that's going to be available is a serial routing. Now, serial routing is different. The call at the head of the queue will only be offered to a single agent at the time based on the order that has been decided by the admin. So basically, Alice gets called before Bob, and Bob gets called before the call goes to Cody. And in this sense, a call comes in, reaches the head of the queue. It calls Alice first. And Alice is available, so the call comes to her. Alice might or might not handle the call. She might dismiss the call. So what happens that the call moves on to Cody because he is down the list, but it bypasses Bob, because Bob set himself to busy. He's a busy guy. And there is also a parallel routing method which will also call all agents at the same time, except those agents who are busy or presenting or away. Only available agents will be called. If in this situation, basically Alice and Cody are competing for the same call, and if Alice picks up the call, Cody will see a notification on his toast saying call has been picked up by Alice. So he will know that the call is handled, the call is not abandoned, somebody's taking care of this call. And this will come in a native Skype for Business client. Supported clients for call queues. We will support Windows and Mac native client, native Skype for Business client. We will also be supporting mobile clients for call queues. All IP phones and headsets certified for Cloud PBX will also be supported. And if this is, if devices for Cloud PBX is something that you are interested in, I would like you to encourage you to come to this wonderful session, which is tomorrow. My colleague will be presenting planning and deploying voice devices for Skype for Business. Call queues will also have their own rich console, attendant console, which is a partner solution. This will be a console very rich in capability and statistics and visualization with improved call transferring capabilities that we are putting together with our new partner, Enchhouse Interactive. This is the screenshot of attendant console, and I will not be talking about about the console at all. If you are very interested, you can come to this session on Friday morning. There was a question? I can hear you. What's the name of Enchhouse Interactive? The console? The console is named Attendant Console. Yeah, the question was, what is the name of the console? The console is literally named Attendant Console. And as you can see in this console, it doesn't look like Skype for Business console, it looks quite differently. It is specifically designed to give the call takers the visibility into the call queue state. It gives the call takers the visibility on what their fellow call agents are doing. And if you look at the pipeline, you can actually see how you can trace the lifetime of the call, what happened when it was in the queue, who handled the call, what actually ended up happening with the call, where it was transferred to. And you can also see some call statistics for the queue, how many calls are waiting, what's the average waiting time, and the agent will be able to pick a call from the middle of the queue. They do not have to pick a call from the head of the queue. The agent now has the power to select their own calls. So this is a very interesting and rich console. Please attend the session at 9 a.m. on Friday, where they're going to be given end-to-end demo with our call queues. So if you want to see how the call actually looks like by going through this console, what's the lifetime, and how the call is treated, and how the call is transferred, please attend the session. I understand it's a Friday, it's the last day, but they're also at the expo. I think it's booth number 144. If you come over and visit them at their booth, I'm sure they will be happy to talk to you. So please stop by if you're interested. Let's move on to call control settings. As I said before, we will be able to control the size of the queue, what happens to the new calls coming in when the queue's grown too full, and what happens to the calls who have been sitting in the queue for too long and they timed out. In both cases, you will be able to either escalate the call and send it somewhere else. You will be able to play a message and disconnect the call. A voicemail option is there for you, or you will be able to disconnect with busy signal. Of course, you can always escalate the call by sending the call to a different queue or sending the call to a person. PowerShell commandlets, of course, they're going to be available as well. They will actually give you a granular control of what's going on in your queue, more so than UI. Okay, demo time. Let me show you very quickly how we can put together a call queue. So this feature is a sibling of auto attendant, and the UI is designed to be as simple as possible. Choose a name, choose a number. You can bypass the greeting. Greeting is not required, but if you want a greeting, yes, please go ahead and upload an audio file. Default music on hold is available for you. You can add call agents by sorting distribution list or just by adding the names of the people. You can specify maximum number of calls. It is set to 50. The max right now is 200. You can specify the call treatment, what happens to the call that comes in but the queue is full. And you can specify what happens to the call that has been in the queue for more than 20 minutes, so whichever number you selected. And the options are exactly the same. And this is all you need to have to actually save a call queue. Most options are already pre-selected for you to have a queue. And this is about it. I will not do a full end-to-end call demo for this queue because I want you guys to come and talk to EngeHouse Interactive and look how it looks with the rich client. Okay. Let's talk about the dates. Very important question. We have been talking on what. Let's talk about when it's actually going to be available. We are putting the first set of functionality, what I have talked about right now today, in preview in October. It's literally in a few weeks. We already have a group of insider customers, about a dozen of them, using this functionality in their own setup. So it's coming literally next month. Can you repeat the question?
Is there a minimum number of seats or licenses required to be in that preview
program? Is there a minimum number of seats and licenses required to be in the preview? As far as I know, there isn't. You can be very small. You can be a very small company. I do encourage you to sign up right here in the link on Skype preview and sign up all the features that are of interest. You're not signing up just for Cloud PBX. If you're in preview, you will be in preview for PSTN calling, for call conferencing, voicemail, all other wonderful features that are coming in. So please sign up. It will give you a glance of what we are working on in advance. You will be getting this functionality before it hits general availability. In some cases, as much earlier as 2 or 3 months. And this is also your, being in the preview, this is also your chance to influence the course of development of our features. We are relying heavily on your feedback, guys. All our customers are in preview are the source for the feedback that allows us to fine-tune our features. Before we get to questions and answers, I would like to promote a couple of other sessions. Just like I said, there is a session coming up on devices, IP phones, headsets, all the devices for Skype for Business, and it's going to be happening on Thursday. The session with EngeHouse Interactive Attendant Console is happening on Friday morning, so I would encourage you to attend this session. And if you guys want to know more about Cloud PBX in general, not just auto attendance and call queues, you can come back here in half an hour. There will be a plan and deploys for Cloud PBX session right here in half an hour. And you will get to talk to Jamie Stark, who will tell you all about Cloud PBX and how it's going to look like in the next few months. Okay, and let's do questions and answers. If you can use the microphone so everybody in the recording can hear the questions.
Hey, Is there a statistics module on the call queues?
Yes, there will be call queue monitoring available. That, yes, it will be coming up. Some of it you will see in the attendant console, and some of it you will see as part of the general Skype for Business. Yes, but yes, this is definitely a big ask from our customers to have it available. It will be happening, yes.
If you're using the cloud connector, is it then possible to assign numbers that are connected through the cloud connector to a call queue or auto attendant?
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, if you use the cloud connector.
Okay, got you, yeah. So basically you're asking what happens if you have numbers which belong to a third-party carrier like AT&T, and you have this cloud connector, and can you use this number and put it on top of a call queue without going through the whole porting business?
Yes.
Is that the question?
Exactly.
Yeah, this is something our engineering is looking at. This is also a number one customer ask. It will be happening. The question is when it will be happening.
Thank you.
So once this releases, will there be a mitigation plan for Exchange Online UM, and how much time will we have to migrate off of that?
You know, I have trouble hearing the questions. There is a bit of a feedback. Can you repeat it, please?
Yeah, how much time will we have to migrate off of Exchange Unified Messaging, Exchange Online Unified Messaging, if we're using that today for this functionality?
I can't really give you a timeline for that yet. We are working on this, but there is no confirmed timeline. It's a question of when. No. Any other questions?
Is the preview available in the UK as well at the moment?
Oh, that is a good question. You know what? Yeah, we do have PSTN calling in UK. We do want to make it available for you. Again, it's a question of when. Next.
The general availability in Germany or other countries, could you say something about that? So PBX and especially the new features?
Yeah, basically you're asking about PSTN availability. Yes, we are covering North America and Canada right now. UK is live. We are in preview in France and Spain, I believe, and other countries will be lighting one by one. It's all queued up, all in testing. It will be happening one by one. Again, it's a question of when. Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think my time is up. Is my time up? Is my time up? No. Okay. Right, okay, if there are no more questions, are there more questions? Thank you for coming, everyone, and you can stop by in our booth at Expo. This is actually where I'm heading to right now. You can find me there until 6 p.m., me and other Skype for Business subject matter experts. Please stop by, we will be happy to talk to you.